Outside of a Santa Clara County hospital the day after the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting, Governor Gavin Newsom denounced white supremacist ideology and says it's been a key focus of his administration.
It was the first week I was in office that I sat down with my emergency director, thinking we were going to talk about preparing for wildfires after the Camp and Woolsey fire. And he says, you know what you need to focus on? White supremacy. You need to focus on hate groups. God is my witness, that was the first meeting I had as governor, talking about emergency preparedness after those two horrific fires.
But the governor's own Office of Emergency Services tells a different story. A spokesperson says Newsom was briefed on all manner of threats upon entering office. Wildfires, floods, cyber attacks, and domestic extremism. After the San Diego synagogue shooting earlier this year, Newsom and legislative Democrats approved $15 million in one-time spending to improve security at nonprofits susceptible to hate crimes. That's up from $4.5 million in previous years. But some experts say that's not enough.
Bottom line, we have to do more, particularly with data collection, coordination, and addressing white supremacy.
Brian Levin is director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino.
I also think we should have some statewide mechanism for helping smaller communities that might be hit by these kinds of mass bigoted attacks.
He says Newsom is right to publicly call out the threat of white supremacy and hate groups, and more governors need to follow his lead. But he says the state's efforts are currently falling short. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.